It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web, around the world. So those listening on the web, aloha, and thanks for tuning in. Today, I'd like to bring your attention to that check engine light that comes on your dash. Lots and lots of people are having that problem, and that problem is because of the gas. The gasoline, not the ethanol. Okay? Back when they were going to put ethanol in our gas in Hawaii, the oil companies asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane by three numbers. Okay? Because they did not want to give away octane. Now, folks, this is illegal. And only in Hawaii it's been lowered three numbers. How come? It's because you, the voters, allow that. How? By putting the same people back in office. They're controlled by the oil companies. So when they did lower the octane by three numbers, lots and lots of you had problems with the engine where the piston melted and destroyed the engine. Lots of people were in the position to have to change the engines, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, or throw away the car. So to make it so that it doesn't melt the pistons, they put some kind of oil in the gas along with the ethanol, and this oil that they're putting in is causing the oxygen sensors to burn up and die and throw the check engine light on your dash. Okay? That, and with oil in the gas, it's really dirty burning, and it builds up a lot of sludge in the intake and around the injectors. So, in turn, it drops your gas mileage even more. But it's all gradual, so you don't really notice it. It's like poking a knife in your back slowly. Okay? But this is what's happening. And if we don't do anything about it, then that's the way it's going to be. And the ethanol, when they put the sticker on the pump that says 10%, the oil companies called the state and said, hey, we cannot measure 10%. So it has to say up to 10%. Go look at the stickers, folks. Only in Hawaii it says up to 10%. But if the state had brains, they would have asked, if you cannot measure 10%, how are you blending the gasoline? Hello, it's a no-brainer. We're letting all this happen, folks. You cannot be passive. You gotta get up and do something. But no sense calling the consumer protection, because they don't do anything. Anyway, we're getting ripped off big time. If you went out and advertised a product, but it didn't have what it's supposed to have, consumer protection be after you, right? Well, nobody goes after the oil company. Okay? So, anyway. Ethanol will not make Hawaii ugly. And ethanol will make more electricity for us without the propellers all over the island. The windmills, or whatever you call them. And the ethanol will compete against gasoline, bringing gas prices down for us. If you want to join in on this, give us a call at 296 5467, or if you have questions about your car or whatever, we're flexible. Okay? 296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, George. I don't want to start a panic now. Is Shell having a shortage on gas? Let me explain. The other night, I usually fill up at night because it's cool. I took your advice. All the gas pump guns were covered except the regular. The medium and the super were covered. So I had to go to the best of the worst, Aloha. Then I found out in yesterday's paper, it says Tesoro Hawaii shuts down for maintenance. It's Kapolei for 30 days, and it says a Kapolei refinery can process 95,000 barrels of oil a day.
Mm-hmm.
So is Tesoro, making the Shell gas? And like I said, is there a shortage or just, they're cutting back on refining?
Well, when it's the dealer out of the gas, and that's the dealer.
Okay, well, this is a very big Shell station. It's 24 hours, so...
Yeah, that's the dealer.
Well, the dealer is...
Yeah, see, all the stations are run by like a franchise.
Yeah.
And if the dealer don't order fuel...
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably in financial problem.
Okay, well, I'm surprised. But like I said, he's very popular. The only one in Canary, I think, that's 24 hours. So that's why I said, what the hell is going on? So I had to get, like you said, the best of the worst. And I went to it. I don't have the Soros. I went to Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the second one... 3 days ago in a paper, electric cars, maybe you want, I'll hang up and you comment on that. I know you have that half-breed, what is that, car, the one electric motor, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. You know, this one is strictly electric,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming out with it, and but people got to realize now, the car, it says it's 220 volt, it's not your regular 110 radio outlet. 220 is what powers your water heater
mm-hmm.
and your clothes dryer, and it says 40 amps. Now, your water heater and your clothes dryer is 30 amps. And your stove or your range is 50 amps, so 40 amps is kind of a big wire. You're looking at maybe number 8.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna have a licensed electrician or contractor come, and they're gonna have to run that wire from your panel, electrical panel, if you have room, to your garage so that they can put in a special plug to charge up your car. So I wonder if people know that when they buy that electric car, what they're gonna have to go through.
They don't know,
yeah. And no. You're talking several hundred dollars, and the electrician says, oh, you don't have room there, you're gonna have to put a sub panel or an upgrade. I had to upgrade mine to 200 amps because I made an addition, and it cost me $3,000. So it's going to cost you money. They said, oh, we're using a photo, what do they call those panels, something like solar.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do that because we're running out of oil. But when people buy these electric cars, they better take a look at how they're going to charge up that 240 volt. It's not 110. It's 220, but 40 amps.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to comment on those electric cars, but it seems to be a big thing now.
Uh-huh, because people don't think.
Yeah. All right, George, thank you for your time.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Aloha. That's true, folks. Think. Number one is that word safety. How many of you know and understand that word safety? That thing has 220 volts. Some of them have 600 volts. Yeah, you're going to save 10 cents on the gas. Is it worth your life? Is it worth your family's life? If the thing shorts out, it'll shock you to death. It's going to be one shocking experience. Plus, what happens when you have to buy the battery? The battery lasts about 5 or 6 years, if you're lucky. The battery costs about $3,000 on the cheap side. So, where's the savings? Where is the savings? And when we do run out of oil soon, where are you going to get electricity to charge your battery? You're going to be out. There's no alternative. Brazil has been on ethanol for 45 years, folks. Don't you think they did that, been there, done that? They invented the wheel already. Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? All we got to do is follow their footstep. Simple. So why? That's the question I have. Why? Why don't we follow them? Why is America so far back? And just to let you know, China is pushing hard with Brazil to convert to ethanol. So where is America on this whole thing? You got to think about that one, huh? It's all about money, folks. Follow the money and you see what's happening. Give us a call at 296-5467. And you know, Hawaii, we have a lot of deep water. Sometimes we have flooding and the cars go underwater. That electric car, you're going to get electrocuted. Go check with Hawaiian Electric. They'll tell you about it. Not too safe. Okay? And you cannot see the electricity until you touch it. Okay? So, anyway. How come the roads on Oahu is so bad? There are other islands. People on Kauai, Maui, Big Island, Molokai. You're listening. If you're listening, give us a call and let us know if your roads are as bad as Oahu. And if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong now, somebody said, I'm going to be the pothole mayor. I'm going to fix the roads. Am I right, Chaz? Yeah. And did somebody say, can we afford the rail? Do we need it? Think about it, folks. Don't forget it. Okay? I would recommend removing the plastic cover over your engine. All of you have this big plastic cover that covers the engine, and you're told that it's to make it look nice and protect it. The real reason for that cover, folks, is to heat up the engine. Heat is the biggest enemy to your engine and transmission. Okay, so that's why they put this big cover over the engine. Yeah, it looks nice, but it's damaging your engine. Take it off. The car will run better, and your car will love you for it. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Oh, we're missing Tracy Arakaki from Punisham. Not coming in today, huh? Okay, the city is going to push on speeding tickets. You never heard that one yet, huh? It's coming up. They're pushing to tag for speeding tickets any which way they can to make money. There's lots of ways you can make money for the city other than whacking the people for it. But I guess they're not innovative. So, anyway. Okay? Every island except Oahu has a racetrack. So what's up with that? The younger folks are starting to race more and more on the streets. When are we going to wake up? When your child dies? Your neighbor? Whatever. Your mom and dad? When do we wake up and do something? You know, you always think about, oh, it's not going to happen to me. It's going to be the next guy. What if you're wrong? It's like this rail. Everybody wants the rail, because they're thinking the other guy's going to run it, ride on it, and I'm going to have more open road on the road. Think about that. Why should the whole state pay for the rail when it's only accommodating people from Kapolei to town? Why? Is it worth it? You don't want to hear my answer to that one. Give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Mario from Manoa.
Hi, Mario.
Hi. I just heard you talk about that padding that's underneath the hood. I hope that's the right one.
No, the cover on the engine.
Oh, the plastic cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
The padding under the hood is for sound.
Oh, can we take that one off too?
Sure. It's only a dust collector.
Will it cook the paint on the engine?
No.
Okay.
A lot of the things that's on the car today is put on for the manufacturer's sake so that you have to buy a car soon. If you want the car to last long and be trouble-free, find ways for it to run cooler and better.
So is that soundproofing then?
Yeah, the one on the top is one, and there's another cover under the engine. That's another one.
Yeah, so if I take both of them off.
Take both of them off.
It won't ruin the paint on the car.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And watch how good your car will run. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Who's next? Hey. The homeless problem, folks. You know, politicians are going around asking the silly question of the homeless problem. The homeless problem is what? No jobs. That's why they're homeless. We're trying to do ethanol and create 4,000 new jobs, and the politicians, every one of them, are against having ethanol start in Hawaii. So what? How do you end the homeless problem? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Anyway, time for a break.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Oh, George, why do you get me fired up? You're supposed to talk politics after I'm done.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And to make it worse, I got my letter today from Mr. Hahnemann, and I'm reading this letter, and you know, I could go by point to point, but I'm just going to do one for you today. Matter of fact, from now to election, I'm going to bring up one thing against them every week. So, you know, you're talking about the homeless problem. His letter says he's going to show compassion to our most needy by tempering fiscal responsibility with compassion, blah, 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 about how he's going to help the homeless. You know what he's done for the homeless while he was mayor, don't you? He just moves them from one beach park to the other. And now suddenly he's going to find some compassion and a way to help them. I don't know. I just don't know. How these people get reelected is beyond me. It's just over and over the same thing every year, every election, and they keep getting voted back in.
Bob is very easy, and Jay Leno showed it on TV, asking people on the sidewalk, different people, how many stars on the American flag?
Yeah, you're right. I've seen those. Or they ask them an easy question like, who's the vice president?
Well, what easier one yet? What was George W. Bush's first name?
You know, I'm laughing because I did see that. And I remember they did one where they asked people who George Washington was.
Yeah.
And they were going, oh, isn't he the King of England or something?
Yep. They're voting.
Yeah, anyway, so folks, listen, pay attention, and let's get some responsible people in there. And now that I've got that out and George made me laugh, I can calm down now. So I'll leave on a good note. As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, now it's time for Mahalo time for my listeners that donate for the show. You know, I feel really bad that they donate, but they want to keep us on the air, and they donate, and they want to be anonymous. We just had one come in from Maui. Donald Sullivan donated and wants us to stay on the air. So, mahalo to Donald Sullivan. Okay, so, the other mahalo I like to put out, and I don't think anybody ever thanked him, is to Jimmy Pfluger for stepping up and building Hawaii Raceway Park back in 1964. He thought about the young folks and wanted a place to race and didn't have a place to race. Well, it's gone now. Somebody wanted to make money and sell it, so now it's gone. But a big mahalo to Jimmy Pfluger. So for those of you that don't know, that he was the one from Pfluger Honda. At that time, he had that Lincoln Mercury dealer on Kalakau Avenue. Is when he built the Hawaii Raceway Park. So, big mahalo to him. And when I was talking to him, he said he was trying to get the city and state to take it over. And you know what? If any of you racers listening out there, the city and state declined it. And we vote for him, huh? Okay, so, you know, we need to have a raceway park because racing will never get out of the human race. Racing has always been there from the horse and buggy days, from the Roman chariots. They raced. Racing is here to stay as long as we have human beings on earth. So we should have a raceway park on Oahu, being that we have the biggest population, it's a no-brainer. But where is it? It'll never come. Well, that's the reason I ran for mayor in 08, so that I could get condemnation for Hawaii Racer Park and build it up again and open it. Why not? And the way you get the money back is you lease it out. There are lots of people that wanted to lease it out. And that's it. But I don't know. Whatever. Okay? Flush your transmission, folks. So many of you are not flushing the transmission. I'm not saying change the transmission oil. I'm saying flush the transmission oil. You should be doing it at least once every 2 years, if not every year. Okay, the oil breaks down in the transmission and loses its protecting elements, and it will start to gouge up your transmission. Transmission is quite expensive, you know.
What if you put synthetic oil in it, then what?
Well, depends on what synthetic oil you put in. If you go and flush it with AMS oil, it's good for 100,000 miles. For most of you, you never see that. So you do it only one time, and that's it. Forget about it.
Don't have to change the...
Nothing.
Oh,
that's it.
Like filter or whatever.
No, nothing. It's done. So I would flush it with... I would recommend highly to flush it with AMS oil. Automatic transmission oil. And a lot of people have told me, oh, but I service my car every 3,000 miles. Duh. They don't change the transmission oil. No, I don't know. I don't know. It's really, really hard to make people understand that you need to service completely, not just the engine. Okay? Yes, I know that AMSOIL and transmission flush is a little costly, but the trans costs more. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you got a question or comment or whatever. We talk about anything. Should have talked about political stuff after Bob came on. Anyway, Harry Cowboy thought Bob was a Caucasian. Anyway, Rain-X, do you know what that is? Rain-X is a chemical that you use on the windshield of your car. You put it on, and it helps the vision. When it rains, the rain will bead and fly off of the windshield. It makes it that much easier for your wipers to wipe. So, use Rain-X on your windshields, okay? Now you're going to ask where you get it from. Well, that you got to get up and not be lazy and call around. Okay? I'm just telling you the product to use, and that's good. Okay. If you have a small oil leak and you want to get rid of it, and you know without a doubt where the oil is coming from, try a bottle of AT-205. Apple Tom 205. Pour it in the engine oil and let it run for a while, like 500 miles, the leak should stop. What it does, it's a rubber rejuvenator. It brings the rubber memory back so it can seal whatever it has to seal. Too bad we don't have that for humans. Take a bottle and your memory all come back good again. Yeah. Okay. Who's on the line?
We have George of the Jungle.
Who's George of the Jungle?
Hey, George.
What's up?
Listen, we've been having problems this week. All these girls have been signing up and have been asking to sit at your table. And I told them he's not available. I'm sorry. He's bringing a guest. So you gotta bring a female guest, George.
Oh, I was going to bring a guy.
Oh. If you're bringing Madman Sato, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to bring his 1964 Chevy four-door sedan Malibu,
mm-hmm.
painted yellow.
Okay.
Remember the fastest taxi on Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a picture of that.
The yellow cab.
Yeah, I mean, Madman used to drive that damn thing. He welded the back doors to make it a two-door thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
We've been getting a lot of calls and information. In fact, we had a guy call us from Seattle the other day.
Really?
That's going to come all the way from Seattle. We've got a couple of one guy coming all the way from Pittsburgh.
Well, last year we had a guy from Japan.
Yep, we had a guy from Japan, and I was trying to get a friend of mine to come from Japan. She went to Farrington High School.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother runs a Japanese radio station here, but timing is not right.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens. Maybe things will change by then.
Well, the guy that came last year is coming this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
And we hope we're looking to get over 500 people again. Like
oh,
last year.
I think it's going to be more like 600.
I think so. I agree with you. You know.
That was so fantastic, George.
Yep.
You know. People don't realize that you guys are so organized. The way you guys did it, you put the people on each school on each table.
Yeah.
So you get to see all the grads from your school.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's amazing.
Well, see, my class of 65, McKinley,
mm-hmm.
will be having their reunion on Saturday night. So I'm letting all of them know, especially the guys from far away, that... you know, you could come to this Nifty 60 thing. So they can do something Friday night with the Nifty 60s and Saturday night with our class reunion.
Mm,
so they're going to have have a double banger right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. Let me tell you, for $55, you can't go
That's
wrong.
A deal.
Full dinner buffet.
Yep.
You know?
That's right.
And you got some great music out there. You've been at it, you know.
Yep.
You know, we've got a lot of people come out there for the dancing, and they just enjoy themselves out there.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But you know what table was the biggest?
What?
Lele Hua.
Oh, the Mules. They had people from the class of 51 or 52 there.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah. So if they want information, they can go to a website called niftiesoldiesbash.com, or they can call Wendell Kwan at 239-5360.
Say it again.
That's Wendell Kwan at 239-5360.
Great. But I think it's going to be big.
Hey, it's going to be fantastic. You're going to take all the girls again, and I'm going to be over there with my tongue hanging out.
We'll bring some.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Nifty's 50s and 60s reunion was great, folks.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, this subject is not so much automotive, but it's always been a question in my mind. Okay, and folks, you know that I'm all for fair, whatever is fair, right? Okay? Now, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the Americans put all the Japanese nationals into a concentration camp. Right? Okay. What happened when they hit the Twin Towers in New York and all that? Remember 9/11? Did they put anybody in jail? No. What happened? Why is that? Here's another one. When I ran for mayor in 08, the news media, newspapers and everything put only 3 candidates for mayor. This time they had 5. Now I want to know who picks the number of the candidates running for mayor or governor. Think about that. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Josh from Pearl City.
Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon. How are you, George?
Okay.
I got an easy question for you. When it rains, it seems like there is hard water, and on my windshield, it almost has like a hard water spot. What is the best, easiest way to have nice, clear windshield?
Well, there's several ways you can do that. And the easiest way is with acid, but it's not that safe. I would recommend going to Crestec Cleaning Center. You know where that is?
No.
Okay. You can give them a call at 942-2500.
And that was Crestec Cleaning Crestec. Center?
Crestec, C-R-E-S-T-E-K.
Wonderful. Okay.
They have several different types, and you can choose which one you want to use to remove that hard water stains on the windshield.
So now, how do you feel about CLR? Will that do anything?
What's that?
Have you heard of CLR, which is a calcium, lime, and rust remover?
Yeah, yeah.
If you diluted that in a bucket of water and maybe applied that with a sponge of some sort?
You can, but you have to look at what the ingredients is made of. I really would stay away from any acid-based type.
Uh-huh.
And go with something safer because, you know, it's going to drip down into the panels of your car.
Yeah. So, okay, well, that is useful information. Thanks a lot, George.
And don't forget to apply Rain-X when you're done.
Okay, good deal.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Hi. Okay, 296-5467. We haven't heard from Outer Islands in a while. Would be nice to hear from Kauai or Maui or even Big Island, if they're listening. Anyway, we'd like to hear about your roads on the Outer Islands. If you see any potholes, okay? And I shouldn't be grumbling about potholes because it brings business. But that's not what it's all about. It's about saving money for the people. Driving into potholes is not good. And another thing is, if you're in a panic situation and you need to stop that vehicle on the rough roads, you know you're not going to stop. So who's liable? We are. Okay. Mario Yano got so upset with that article in the newspaper about EPA suing the city $1.so many billion for the sewage. Well, Mario was so upset, he called the papers and said, you know, that's not the city, it's our money, the taxpayers, not the mayor. He's not going to pay a penny, so why should he care? It's us, the taxpayers.
So he called the paper, newspaper company.
Yep.
And what they told him?
They didn't look at it that way. But it's true. Who is going to pay all these fines and lawsuits? We are.
So it's going to put us even more in a hole.
That's right. That's why the sewer fees is going to go up, up, up.
But didn't Damien have a good answer last week about stuff like that?
Yep. Damien is a smart guy, you know. You're not only great as a car dealer, but you know, he's really up to my mind. That's why I kept telling him, you should run for governor. You don't want them.
Did he say why? He doesn't like the fake politics.
Oh, it's a whole can of worms over there. But, you know, if we can get people like that into office, it'd be a much better place. For real. 296-5467. Okay, wiper blades. While you're at it, taking off the water spots from your windshield, change the wiper blades. Wiper blades last a maximum of 6 months. After that, toss them.
How about if I put silicone on them?
Still don't work too good. Toss it. Clear vision is the best. You know, safety. I mean, what is your life worth? Now, I come across this every day. People value their life with $1. Not good. Not good. Anyway, people should turn on the lights in the morning when it's dim, you know, not that bright, or when it's rainy, or in the evening. No, don't hurt to turn on the headlights, you know. It's much safer, not for you, for the pedestrians, the old folks that don't see too good and step off the sidewalk, okay, right into the path of the car. You know, there was one lady that got run over. Where was that? Why Camilo and King?
Recently.
Yes, recently. And it was quite early in the morning. I'm wondering, did that car have the lights on? I can bet you he didn't. Okay, so anyway, 296-5467. How about a Crestec trivia? Same one that nobody won yet?
We could do that.
Yeah, going on for 6 months?
I don't know. What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
From the state of Hawaii, not from Honolulu?
No.
Okay. Now that's a different story. Okay, give a guess. All she can say is call us back again. Okay? But lots and lots of local people don't want to call in because they're shy.
Just
or
guess
have somebody
number.
Else call. 296-5467. One of the people is Mario Yano. He will never call in. Never. Afraid to. Okay? So, anyway. Insurance claims on body shops. I feel that insurance claims should be paid to the body shop and maybe cut some cost to the insurance companies instead of giving it to the claimant. Because a lot of times, because of the bad economy, people don't fix the car. They keep the money. It's not right. Okay? So, the other thing, those of you that drive around the Mapunapuna area, Ahua Street, in that area there, when there's water on the street, it's seawater. That seawater is hazardous to your car. Do not drive through it.
Hazardous in what way?
It'll rust. What do you mean, what way? Hello? Putting salt onto your metal?
How about brakes?
Everything. Everything that is metal will rust. You got what's that? Enterprise rental car right there on the corner, and they're going through their cars like crazy because it's all rusted.
So they should move from there.
No, they won't move. They just sell it to people like you and me. Cheap. So, don't drive through that area when you see water. And if you have to, then as soon as you can, go and shoot some fresh water and rinse off the bottom of your car. Otherwise, it's going to rust. Okay? Cars are expensive today. Got to take care of it. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Ken from Pearl City.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, hi, George. Hey, great show you got there.
Thank you.
Hey, I got two questions. One, you were talking about the flushing the transmission fluid.
Yes.
What would be the difference between flushing versus replacing the fluid in there?
Okay.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. When you drain it from the drain or remove the pan, you only take out 25%.
Oh.
Flushing, you get out 100%.
Ah, I see. Okay. Yeah. You're supposed to change. Is there a filter for that too?
The filter is just a screen. It's nothing.
Oh, okay. And you guys do it at your shop, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And ballpark figure is around what?
Depending on the vehicle, it's about 165 or 135, something like that, plus oil.
Not bad for a whole year or 2 years or whatever it takes, Joe.
Well, I recommend the synthetic because then you don't have to do it again.
Okay.
100,000.
Yeah. Peace of mind, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that. I got another question. You know, on these, bro, you're talking about headlights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of these other cars now, they got these super big headlights that's shining all over the place at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, before time, I know they used to adjust headlights like that, so the beam, I guess, wouldn't be straight in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I guess, because it's just a bulb and not steel beams, is there kind of a thing that you can do to kind of protect yourself from it? Or should I just join the crowd and change my to those super brights too and blast them back?
Go with the super brights.
Go with the super bright.
Yes.
Does it melt your lens?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people don't wax the lenses, and the lenses is plastic, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you see those plastic lenses turn foggy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's from the exhaust of the front car. So you need to get something like Mother's aluminum mag wheel polish. And get a towel and rub it out, and it comes like new again.
Oh, let me replace it.
No.
Gotta go.
Yeah. But make sure you wax it.
Mm.
Then it won't come that way again.
How about using that? What is it, Zany Clean, gonna work?
No.
Has to be the mother's.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
When do I send donations? How do you do this donation thing to your show?
Just send it to my business.
Oh, okay.
Nita's Auto Repair.
All right. Hey.
Okay.
I love your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Aloha.
Hey, we have Glenn from Waianae.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
You were talking about the windshield. You know that and when you get on chip, they have that company that say they got the resin that can fix the chip.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the small crack.
Mm-hmm.
How good is that?
Pretty good.
You recommend that?
Yeah. Cheaper than changing the whole windshield.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. And yes, we do have ethanol for sale. Lots and lots of people are starting to use it. We recommend it 2 gallons to a tank full, like 15-gallon tank. But a lot of people are going up to 4 gallons to a tank full. In fact, Steve Mix with his Celine, 2002 Celine, is up to 8 gallons to a tank full. 8 gallons of ethanol. And he hasn't done anything, converting the car or anything. He just put it in and he loves it. The car runs great. Lots of horsepower. So, I don't know. You can try. I mean, people are doing all weird things and enjoying it using ethanol. The exhaust comes out cleaner. The injectors get cleaned up. The mileage gets better and better and better. Chaz, you got to try it. Really good.
Okay, it's break time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try.
the best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damian Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And the wax that I recommend is the IBIZ wax. But we're finding that wax is only good if your car is in perfect condition. It has no cleaners in it, so it won't clean the surface. It seals the surface, but not clean it. Okay, so the car has to be clean and shiny before you apply the IBIZ wax.
So you have to use a different kind of wax before?
Then we have a wax that we sell now that will clean it first for you and wax it and seal it, and then you can go over with the IBIZ wax. So you can come in to Anita's Auto Repair and pick it up. If you're buying the IBIZ wax, you can get it from Todd. Todd's number is 294-8500 or Harvey Maeda on Kauai, 245-6523. Harvey also sells an electric rust proofer. Okay? Give him a call. Okay. So, and then, who's on the line?
We have Mario from Manoa.
Hi, Mario.
Hey. I just heard you talk about the ethanol. Is this the corn ethanol, or is maybe like the... for you?
This is from Brazil.
Okay. They use what? Sugar cane?
Sugar cane.
I like that. Now, what happens if I stop using your ethanol after a while and go back to gas? Will I have any difficulty with the engine?
You will have no difficulty with the engine, but you will have difficulty running just gas because you're going to get so used to the power and the fuel economy, you're not going to want to go back.
Right.
It's okay. Fantastic.
And where is your place?
It's behind Dillingham Zippies.
Oh, yeah. And how much is a gallon?
Right now, my cost on it is $8 a gallon. Because we have to ship it from Brazil to Oregon, from Oregon to Honolulu.
So we could use it like a cleaner if we want.
It is. I recommend it as a cleaner.
Yeah.
It keeps your injectors really clean.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Okay. We have John from Ever Beach.
Hi, John.
Oh, Mr. Nita. I've got a question about battery.
Okay.
I have a 04 Toyota. It's all original equipment, I believe. Needs a booper for a battery.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what battery you have in there now?
I don't know. It came with the car.
Oh, no. That's too long.
Oh.
I don't recommend leaving the factory batteries in the car. Because if you cut the factory batteries open, it is really understandable. It's to your benefit to upgrade and go to an Optima battery, which is the best battery you can buy. It has 1,200 amps. It's still 12 volts. But the higher amp saves your alternator, saves your gasoline, saves your starter, saves you money.
Oh. Yeah, now, there is a store over here at Checkers that sells the Optima, the red top.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's only got 800 cranking amps.
No, if you buy the right one, it's 1,200.
So maybe they have that one.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just deal with the warehouse, so I bring mine in from the warehouse.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that's rated pretty good at 880 is the Die Hard Platinum.
No.
No.
No. There is no Die Hard battery that is good.
Oh.
But then again, it's your car, right?
Yeah, but I want something decent too.
All of my vehicles have Optima.
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 Okay, I'll go for that one then.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, so give us a call at 296-5467. You want to talk about batteries, brakes, whatever. You know, just to let you know, some person brought in a car the other day complaining about the steering being loose. You know, I don't want to say what kind of car it was, because then you're going to know which dealers, but the reason it was loose was the nut that the factory put on for the steering was coming loose. There's usually a quarter pin, a little pin that's put on there to prevent it from coming loose. I guess someone forgot to put it on. So, all she needed was to tighten the nut and put a quarter pin in, and it was good as new again. Okay? But she'd been taking the car back to the dealer, and the dealer never found it.
I'm amazed. You know that pin you're talking about, how much work it can do.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Barbie pin.
Yeah, I know. Like, I can't believe that thing can hold things in place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd be surprised. The nut won't come loose. But anyway, next time you folks have a chance, give Jimmy Pfluger a call and say thank you. Because I don't think any racer in Hawaii ever thanked him for going out and building Hawaii Raceway Park. Now, we need more people like that. Really hard to find. So, anyway, just to let you know, okay? Anyway, how's your battery, Wanda?
Factory.
What did I say? What did I say? Optima battery is the best one. Okay? You buy a battery that's going to pay you back, folks. The Optima battery will pay you back in gas mileage. The higher amp makes a bigger spark at the spark plug and give you better gas mileage. The bigger the spark, the better the gas mileage. Well, time to go. Well, that's the clue. We got to go, folks. So I'd like to thank all the callers that called in today, making the show what it is. Anyway, again, this is election year, folks. It's your choice to protect Hawaii and keep it beautiful as it ever was. Take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive. Until next week, aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.